This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. This month's topic is conservation easements, a legal tool available to landowners to permanently prevent land from being developed for commercial or residential use. Denver obstetrician Kent Hayborn says he's always been a hunter, a sportsman, and a lover of the land. And when he bought land in northeast Colorado several years ago on the banks of the South Platte River at Ovid, his only intent was to maintain the natural riparian habitat for wildlife and to have a place to hunt. He was approached by Ducks Unlimited.
They contacted me and were interested in putting some recharge wetlands on the property that I purchased. They were able to organize funding to put in a fairly large recharge project.
Now, what's this? Recharge wetlands? Julia Furl is with Ducks Unlimited at Fort Collins. She worked on the project. She says Hayborn and Ducks Unlimited installed 6 recharge ponds on the upland part of his property.
It was about 26 acres, I believe, of very shallow water wetlands that Ducks Unlimited engineered and constructed on the property. And the idea is that when there's excess water in the river,
in the wintertime, when farmers aren't irrigating,
we pump the water up into those wetland basins, and gradually that water will trickle back to the river and be available during times when there's a lot of demand on the river.
So they pump water out of the South Platte into these upland ponds, and over time that river water percolates back down into the river. This serves a very important purpose. Banking the river water creates recharge credits, and Hayborn gifted those credits back to the farmers.
I think it was 8 family farms that were in need of these credits to offset their water usage during the high irrigation season.
So that was, in fact, the local situation out there in Sedgwick County where my property is. There were some farmers who didn't have any water that they could legally pump out of the ground, and by creating this project, it gave them so-called credits, which allowed them to pump against those credits during the summer time when they needed water for their crops.
Once that project was completed, Hayborn says it made sense to protect the property in perpetuity with a conservation easement.
The habitat value of the property was markedly improved. It just made good sense to put that under a conservation easement. And Ducks Unlimited's role in that is basically to monitor the property in perpetuity, just to make sure that the land remains undeveloped.
Julia Furl says the easement is over 700 acres.
It includes a nice chunk of river bottom along the South Platte. Also has agriculture and had been used for grazing historically, and he uses it as a hunting property.
Hayborn's property is between 2 state wildlife areas, and Ducks Unlimited owns some hunting property just down the road. By putting his property under easement, thus preventing future development of his land, Hayborn helped create a several-mile-long wildlife habitat.
That whole chunk of the river is protected and is providing great habitat for all sorts of wildlife and waterfowl.
As for Dr. Hayborn, he says the state of Colorado has been very forward-thinking. What the landowner gets from putting land under easement is a significant tax break when the easement is donated, a federal tax break, and a state tax break.
What Colorado, of course, gets in return is a piece of land which is locked up till the end of time that will not be developed and that continues to have its habitat value for generations going forward.
Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about conservation easements and hear archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.